tweet at SaturdayRTE.
Now, the UK government is reported to be planning to introduce a ban on prosecutions of soldiers accused of committing crimes during the Troubles under new legislation to be unveiled at the Queen's speech next week. Now, before we came on air, I spoke to Mark Kelly, whose 12-year-old sister, Carlan, was killed when she was struck by a plastic bullet in Belfast in 1981. Carlan would be 53 today had she lived. I began by asking him to bring us back to what happened to on the street outside his home on May 19th, 1981.
With myself and a group of my friends were playing football in a square near my house, very close to the home. And at about 9:10 in the evening, we seen two British Land Rovers and two APCs, Army personnel carriers, coming into the estate, driving very fast, coming around through the estate towards our area. So, of course, we were obviously wanted to see what was happening. We came down the street. As I was walking down the street, Caroline was walking in front of me. She was just coming back from the shop for a neighbour should have painted milk in her hand. As the Land Rover sort of passed the area we were walking in, there was a bang. They'd fired a plastic button or a plastic bullet at a group of the children that were further up the street behind me. Carlan heard the bang and turned to come back up behind the fence towards me. And there was a second shot, and she was shot behind her left ear with a plastic bullet. She fell on the ground. So we sort of standing over, looking at her, lying on the ground, her head bleeding, her eyes opened. I knew at that moment she was dead.
You were only 13 at that time, Mark. And this
I was 13, yeah. I was a year older than her, just over a year older than her.
You have carried this for your whole life.
Yeah, myself and my whole family have carried this for their whole lives, and the other children that were on the street at the time, who would have been the same age or probably someone a bit younger, have carried this for their whole lives.
And was it investigated at the time?
It was not investigated properly at the time, Ms. Hannon. To be honest, what I have in front of me here is the ACT report of the murder of Carlan. I know Carlan was murdered. I was standing beside her, so I seen. I know what happened. You know, people can argue whatever they want, but there's no excuse for shooting a 12-year-old child in the back of the head. So there's not. But the investigation, and even in the HET report.
The HET is?
It was an organisation set up by the British government to investigate deaths. Unsolved deaths and injuries in the north of Ireland. Now, it was closed down in 2014 for lack of funds. They said they didn't have the funds. But they actually said that the investigation couldn't take place properly because at the time there was so much hostility in the area, so that it couldn't be properly investigated. There was no pictures taken of the crime scene. There was no weapons taken for ballistic reports. There was no interviews. There was a few interviews done from some of the adults that were there, but I have never been spoken to by the police. And I was standing beside her. I could have put my hand out and touched her. I was that close to her. And some of my friends that were there have never been spoken to. And this act now to basically give them an amnesty, and that's what they're doing. They're giving them an amnesty to walk around. So they're telling hundreds and hundreds of murderers that they can walk free. There's no investigation. Off you go. Do whatever you want.
And had you held out hope that at some stage there would be some justice for Carlan?
Yeah, there have been agreements made through peace process and various times that there would be investigations into the deaths of everyone in the north of Ireland, and the prosecutions would be brought against people that evidence was found against that they had committed a crime. There are many, many people out there who continue to tell us that, well, there's so much time has passed, people won't remember. I remember it. I can tell you that. I can remember it very clearly, and so can a lot of the other people that were there. And they then turn around and tell us that there's no money for these investigations. It's just excuse after excuse, but now we have the real truth that they just don't want to bring prosecutions against British soldiers and members of the RUC and anyone else that committed crimes.
And what do you want to hear from the government now in response to this latest move?
Well, I think the Irish government have to come out and tell them it's unacceptable. Micheál Martin has come out and said that it's a breach of trust. A breach of trust, wow. You know, that means nothing to the people. We had the Dublin and Monaghan bombings actually down here where over 30 people were killed, including an unborn child. And these people need to know now that if this gets brought into force, there will be no prosecutions. The people who carried out those bombings will not be prosecuted under any circumstances. And the Irish government needs to tell the British government that it's unacceptable that they allow the murder and the slaughter of Irish people in Ireland, that it's unacceptable and it needs to be investigated. It's just not acceptable. That's what they need to say, but they need to say this publicly. They need to tell the people of Ireland and the people in the north, whether they consider themselves Irish or British, that they do not accept this, that there will be no investigation into the deaths and the atrocities that happened in the north of Ireland.
OK, Mark Kelly, many thanks for joining us and telling us your story today.
Thank you. Thanks very much, mate.
Minister Mark Kelly there. You know, what the Taoiseach's response so far, a breach of trust, that's just not good enough for people like him, families like him, bereaved in these circumstances.
Well, I want to thank Mark for what he said. I think it just really starkly brings home to us the reality of this for many, many families in the situation in Northern Ireland. We've absolutely reiterated time and time again to the British government that only a collective approach can work on this. Unilateral action is not acceptable on this. The Stormont House Agreement puts a pathway forward, was painstakingly agreed between the governments and the parties in Northern Ireland, and it is not acceptable for the British government to take unilateral action. Simply isn't. We can't, but you know, I can't tell them, oh, don't put something into the paper at the day of an election. You know, please have some, you know,
we're still hoping it will be dilute, whatever comes out.
Look, I mean, they clearly didn't brief the Irish government on this. I mean, this is okay. So disrespectful to people like Mark and other victims and families of victims in Northern Ireland. Okay.